Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday, July 17th, 2017. 7-17-17. I just figured that out. And we're here to talk about you and everything that matters to you and your buckos, all points in between. We'll do markets, the economy, Trump land, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, Al Gore. The charlatan is at it again. And whatever else comes to mind. Hope you had a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I had a very good weekend with my goddaughters. But really, for me, had a great time with them. But the big point of the weekend, the zenith of my weekend was watching Roger Federer win his 19th Grand Slam, 8th Wimbledon, age of 35. Made younger men look like 50-year-olds. Dropped no sets. Amazing to watch. Greatest tennis player of all time. There's been question, but I got to tell you, he's done it. For me, longevity is everything. That's why Serena Williams is the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Longevity. What they're doing at this age is beyond anything I have ever seen. More power to him. Good job. Again, today on the show, we're going to be whining, complaining, but covering the markets. Lots to cover. Netflix in the aftermarket, upcoming earnings, and whatever else comes to mind. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read the commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you, webcast button with the new webcast that come out about once a week and all that fun stuff, all at GaryK.com. One little disclaimer today. Over my roof is a massive, massive, gargantuan climate change. Big thunderstorms over the head with lightning and thunder. So anything is possible with the show, kids. We're just letting you know. If you all of a sudden hear this, that means we got hit and we'll get it right back up. We're in Central Florida. That's how it works. All right, in Trump land, not a lot. This, that, and the other thing, Russia this, Russia that. He's out with the Made America or Made in America this week. We'll see how it plays out. If you turn on CNN and MSNBC, he is the Antichrist. Just go about your business, ladies and gentlemen. They're all a bunch of lion sacks of monkey crap. The amount of corruption. Let me put it this way. The people that are going after Trump created $20 trillion of debt. Who's worse? Anyway, so that's Donald Trump this week. Al Gore. He's got a new movie out. Y'all can believe what you want. Just remember, it's about money. You need to know that. It's about you and your money. This whole climate change is about your money and their ability to gain power with your money by telling you you're screwed if you don't listen to them. You do have to realize, I just deal in facts. I don't buy opinion. I deal in facts. Al Gore has made $100 million off of green energy companies created in and around the time he came out with his movie, claiming global warming. Al Gore flies in a private jet. He does not fly commercial. Burning tons of fossil fuel. That means he's a hypocrite and he's a charlatan. And as usual, just so you know what socialists are about, they're capitalists with their life, they're socialists with your life. So we give him no credibility whatsoever. We don't buy into anything they're telling us. And the fact of the matter is, they started off with global warming and then they said, wait, hold on. What if it cools down? We're going to look like idiots again, like we did 20, 30 years ago when we called for global cooling and it never happened. So let's change the marketing to climate change. That way, if it's hot, the climate is changing. If it's cold, it's changing. If it's snowing, it's changing. If it's arid, it's changing. They are full of crap. I watched an interview with Al Gore today saying, oh, we have all the evidence. Look at the storms we've had. What? We didn't have storms 30 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, a million years ago? Of course we did. You know what storms have picked up throughout the years? The BS artists. So, again, I am the biggest environmentalist in this world. I believe in green energy. I believe in all that we can do for pollution. I don't need to create a job to make myself $100 million based on selling you their BS. And I got news for you. If the planet wants to burn to a cinder, they can't stop it. And if the planet wants to freeze into another ice age, they can't stop it. You all need to know that, whether you're left or right. Socialists are capitalists with their money, but socialists with your money and your life. Remember that, because we're $20 trillion in debt because of these people. Massive deficits. They've created these gargantuan government programs, and any time anybody tries to just slow them down, you're an extremist, you're a racist, you hate the elderly, you hate the poor, you hate the children. How dare you? It's tax cuts for the rich. Well, they're liars. I am all for rolling back the tax hikes of Obama, 100%. I am all for slowing the growth of Medicaid. Do you realize 70 million people are on Medicaid now? That program was started for the indigent. But of course, once they start a program, what other votes can we buy? Oh, let's go to that group. Oh, what other votes can we buy? Let's go to that group. Who cares if it goes bad? We'll just borrow more money. We'll just screw the taxpayer even more. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a vicious cycle brought to you by these socialists in both parties. And you better know it, because it's all your money that they're spending. And they don't care because it's all your money that they're spending. They couldn't give a crap about you because it's all your money that they are spending for the greater good. The greater what? So that's what's going on today in Trump land and Gore land and all these socialist lands. Now, we do have lots to cover today, especially Netflix. Netflix had aftermarket. We'll go into that. And especially earnings reports the rest of the week. We will talk to you about what earnings are to come in the next 4 days because there are a ton of reports to come. And we're going to explain to you succinctly how we handle those reports and what we look for in those reports. So you want to listen to all that more now than ever. But then again, we're never ever going to have a bear market again. Right? Right? That was sarcasm. Lastly on today's show, what important sector that everybody hates do I have my eye on? You're not going to believe it when I tell you. But sometimes it just pops out. We'll have that and more on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Life can be hectic, but help is available. Walmart Family Mobile is making it easier for busy on-the-go families to keep in touch. Whether you need more data, have a set budget, or simply need reliable coverage, Walmart Family Mobile has plans that offer better value, more data, and better coverage. New and improved unlimited plans from Walmart Family Mobile are powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network and make it easy to stay connected. With no contracts and no activation fees, getting started is simple. Pick from one of four unlimited plans starting at just $24.88 a month and check out the great deals available on new phones. You can even keep your own phone and switch. It's that easy. Thanks to clear monthly prices, no activation fees, and no late charges, families can save even more without having to sacrifice data or coverage. And you get additional savings with each new member you add to your account. For more, visit myfamilymobile.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let's get going. Lots to cover. Thanks for being here. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers, no gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Market did nothing today. Dow down 8. S&P flat. NASDAQ up 1. NASDAQ 100 up 1. Transports were down 44. New highs about the same. Advanced declines a little bit to the better. We'll leave it at that. So a few things stuck out. Number one, recently we told you we thought there was a better tone to the commodities. Ooh, that was good thunder out there. We told you that some were starting to emerge. We're just going to give you a symbol. CENX broke out a range today. No real volume. We told you about RIO and BHP. So some of these areas are getting a bid. We're not sure if they last or not. The story is that the dollar's been weak, and when the dollar's weak, commodities go higher. We told you that last week. So far, they're on the move. Now, I need to let you know, back in 06, was it 06? I made a ton in commodities. They had a monster move. Monster move. But we had no idea it'd be a monster move. It just moved. We have no idea what this means at this juncture. I would suggest the dollar would really have to crash for a big, big move. Besides that, Amazon's trying to break out of a little bit of a range here, but they report real soon. Any stock I talk about right now, I'd have to say, but they report real soon. And just remember what earnings do. Changes the playing field. Not on every name, but on lots of names. Stocks that are dormant can come to life and start moving out. The stocks that are dormant can break down badly. Stocks that are getting hit can turn around up. Stocks that are doing great can turn around down. So how we play right now, feet up, watching a lot, knowing when things are reporting, dealing with it when it happens. So with that, Netflix. In the aftermarket, Netflix is up about $16. let's call it about 10%. Netflix missed by a penny, but raised their numbers nicely. Next quarter, they're supposed to do 22 cents. It's going to be 32. That's the type of stuff. Netflix has been a very tough stock over the last 3 to 6 months. Broke out at 150, went to 167, tanked in 2 days to 147, back to 159 in a few days, back to whatever. It will gap up to a new high tomorrow. I love big gaps on what I call glamour names. When I could use the term glamour name, you know, the Apples when they're strong, the Amazons when they're strong, that type of stuff, Netflix would be in that realm. That said, last October, Netflix gapped up from, let's call it, 101 to 119. Went to 129 within 3 days. Went to 110 within 3 weeks. And it took another 11 weeks to get going. Got another earnings report and just sat for another 12 weeks. So you never know. But let me report to you, we love big volume gaps on glamour names with good earnings. And they do. Now, how do I play gaps? Well, there's, number one, you don't know what's going to come of it. We've seen gaps sold off the same day. Nothing to do. We've seen stocks gap and go up strong the same day after the gap, and you never get a chance. We've seen gaps go up, pull back, sit tight, and then start moving. PayPal gapped up in April, sat for 3 days, started moving out. It's gone 48 to 57 type of thing. We'll see what Netflix brings tomorrow. We're just reporting to you. We would have it on our watch list. We love when glamour names do that. And again, we don't know what the reaction after that's going to be. Now, tomorrow, Bank America, Schwab, Comerica, Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, Lockheed Martin, Ameritrade, United Health, before the open, three of them are Dow stocks. After the close, CSX, IBM, IBM, a Dow stock. So tomorrow, that'll be an interesting day. By the way, Goldman, United Health, and Johnson & Johnson all in the Dow. Wednesday, ASM Lithography, Northern Trust, M&T Bank, W.W. Granger, U.S. Bancorp, Textron, American Express, that's in the Dow. Qualcomm, UAL, Airlines, C.H. Robinson, Transports, Canadian Pacific, Rail. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Blackstone, Bank of New York, BB&T Corp, Alaska Air, Abbott Labs, Domino's Pizza, Danaher, Dover, Dunkin' Donuts, Morgan Stanley, Travelers in the Dow, Union Pacific, SAP, Sherwin-Williams, Gentex. After the close Thursday, Advanced Micro Devices, Capital One Financial, E-Trade, eBay, Hawaiian Holdings, GoPro, yeah, that doesn't matter, Intuitive Surgical, Maxim Integrated Products, Microsoft in the Dow, PayPal, strong name, Visa in the Dow, Skyworks Solutions, Whirlpool, Friday, GE in the Dow, SunTrust, Schlumberger, American Airlines, Fifth Third Bancorp. Big week. Two words. Pay attention. Going to be some interesting outcomes from it. What they are, I have no idea. But we stand at the ready. Up next, Snapchat, Apron, bunch of other stuff. That's Blue Apron, and lots more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let's do a few little tidbits here, ladies and gentlemen. First off, Blue Apron. So, here's the genesis of what we told you the day it came public to avoid it. This is a company that delivers meals. These made-to-order meals, fresh ingredients, blah, blah, blah. And to their credit, they have $800 million in sales. Wow. I would have no idea that there's any companies out there that do this, because I got news for you. I know I'm never going to order this. I'm looking at some of the meals they deliver. What the heck do I need to order salmon delivered to my house? I can walk over to the nearest Publix here and get fresh. But I guess people like this stuff. So who am I to argue? But then it comes to the stock market, because they originally were going to come out with the deal around $17 and give it a market cap of like 3 something billion, even though the company's never made any money. And the company has admitted that they are losing more people than they are gaining, and the cost to gain new people is gargantuan. So then the next thing I heard was 13. And then I got a call in my office from a couple of people who were able to get stock and were trying to sell it to me as a hot stock that I should get for my clients. And just so you know, when a stock is first thought about 17 and then 14 and then 12, then 10, it's not a hot stock. It's damaged goods. So they come out at 10, went to 11 that day, closed at 10, and I came on the radio show and said, listen, nothing for nothing, but there's no demand for this stock. And I think it's based on all the above, the things I told you. And you never know what's going to happen next. They can fly the stock up to 20 and be a double. It's initial public offering. Well, the next day it was 9.25, the next day was 9.5, the next day was 8.75, the next day it was 8. Closed at 6.60 today. Are you ready for this? Amazon's getting into the business. Anybody who owns the IPO is down, and still owns it, is down 34% in 15 days. Let that be a lesson, because I know a lot of retail people that got a ton of this stock, and there's going to be lawsuits because the stock was sold to people as a quote-unquote hot IPO. Could be a lot of suits, kids, that which leads me to Snapchat. Little bit different, but not really. When Snapchat came public, $17 deal opened at $24, went to $29 the next day. And I simply went on TV and told you guys, okay, here are some facts. At the highs. Now let's just do IPO price. At IPO was like a $20 billion market cap for a company that had bigger losses than their sales. Sales were like $400 million, losses were $500 million. On top of that, the company is actually saying that business is slowing. And you know what they have. It's an app, but they're now saying it's a camera. On top of that, you got gargantuan competition, starting with Facebook. So we told you to, quote unquote, pick your poison. And we went on TV and told you, I remember the exact line, if this company was selling steel, it'd be single digits. Well, it's $15.13 now. And here's the amazing part of the equation. It still has a $17.5 billion market cap. Now, let me be clear. I wouldn't give this company a $1.7 billion market cap, let alone a $17 billion market cap. Which, by the way, would put the stock at $1.50. And I'm not kidding. If they were selling steel, it'd be under $5. And God forbid this company, in the next earnings report in early August, states, oh, Facebook is doing this to us, Facebook is doing that, we're not making any inroads, we're slowing this way, slowing that way. Then the single-digit land I've been telling you about will happen. Next! So I said to you earlier, I teased, what area am I watching closely? A dead-in-the-water area. When you have the chance, I want you to look at the weekly charts. Weeklies. Go look at the XLE. It's the big energy stocks. You will notice from the top, by the way, that week when we said to you we thought something's up, and the break of the 50-day when we told you to start avoiding, which was late January, look how nice and tight the drop has been on the weekly. You can just basically draw a line from, let's call it, 10:30 to 4:30 on a watch, and tightly. That is a tight trend to the downside. I am watching to see, with the dollar continuing to suffer, when is oil? We already know commodities are doing better. When is oil going to break that downward trend? Has not happened. Don't even know if it will. But we know what things look like when potentially a trend can change. And just so you know, it's the most hated group in the market. Weighed down as a percentage of ownership by the big money crowd. So we're just letting you know we're watching it. Now if you go to the daily on the XLE, you can draw a line, I'd say, from that 78.45, touch the tip in April around 71-something, and you'll touch the tips of June and July of this week. A break above it breaks the trend line. And we'll see what comes of it. And, of course, you can also look at other energy areas like the OIH, which is the services, and the XOP, which are the explorers. We're just getting in front of something that may or may not happen. Now, we've already told you that the refiners are strong. But, there was a case to buy some Tesoro at 91. It's 97. But that's really about it. Valero still has not broken out yet. Really, Tesoro is the only one that's had even a semblance of a move out of range. So that's our take on the energy. And again, if anything changes, we will let you know. And as far as individual names and oils, besides those refiners, they kind of all look like the ETFs. So there's really nothing to do there. But if you notice Exxon, you can just tell that $80 area support. If it can break above this little range on the lows, that's going to help. Chevron breaks above, let's say, 106. That's going to help. So we're watching. Next move can be down. We're just letting you know we're watching. And maybe there'll be a play, maybe there won't. And the fact is, if the next big down day in, let's say, an Exxon, next big day on, is down on Exxon, well, then there's going to be another leg down. And there'll be nothing to do. Up next on The Edge, moves of the day, some news, whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 7/22/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Ladies and gentlemen, I am worried about addictiphonitis. You know what the addictiphonitis is? It's people that can't stop looking at their phone, no matter what situation they're in. I'm driving this morning to work on one of the streets near where I live. Behind me, a woman... And this has nothing to do with women or men. I'm just saying it's a woman, because it was. I can see coming up on my rear end of my car as she is texting. I had to turn onto the median so she didn't hit me. Caught up with her. Her window was open. I said, you know, you almost hit me because you were texting while she was texting. She told me to F off. At the office today, I'm in an elevator. There's eight other people in there. Eight people with their phones in hand, looking down, paying attention to nothing, and doing the little da-da-da-da-da-da with their two thumbs. I think it was five men, three women. Last week, there's two 7-Elevens near my office in downtown Orlando. I watched a man walk into a glass wall while he was texting. No, really, not kidding. I think 20 years from now, people are going to have, their necks are going to be lower than they are today, and they're going to have lock arms. You know what lock arms are? You know when the arms with the fingers? They're not going to be able to move because they're going to be stuck in that position. Go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Walk anywhere. This is what we are seeing now. Nobody's paying attention to nothing. They're walking into each other. They're walking into walls. They're disregarding everything except that phonitis, addictiphonitis. Seriously. On the web, go look. People are walking into water fountains. People walking into manholes and actually getting hurt. Not to mention all the car accidents. Lastly, driving on I-4 today, that nightmare I-4. They call it the ultimate I-4 here in Orlando, Florida. This big construction to put all these lanes up. I got news for you. If Mo, Larry, and Curly and Kramer and Costanza put I-4 together would be better than what they've done here. Everybody was texting and driving. I almost couldn't find anybody that wasn't texting while driving. And accidents galore happening, especially with the construction. I'm worried about addictive phonitis, ladies and gentlemen. I really am. People die because of addictive phonitis. And like this woman today almost hit me. She just told me to F off. And just kept texting. Didn't care. Addictive phonitis. There were really no movers on the upside today, but some on the downside bear mentioning. BlackRock down 14 today. Stock had been acting well. Market didn't like their earnings. I guess they were less than expected. NetEase down 8.302. Nothing to say there. Tesla down 8. Not acting well. Still under the 50. Ulta Beauty. Go look at that, and you'll see what a past leader looks like when it's done. For now. Regeneron 6. Priceline 6. Stamps.com 6. Four more. Crown Castle. BioMarin Pharmaceuticals. Chipotle. Dang. Three or more, Intuitive Surgical, Insight Corp. FedEx was down 6 and change, finished only down 3, so still in shape. And one more, XBO Logistics decided to do a spot secondary, was down 3 and change to 60. That was really it, not much more to talk about. But as I stated, tons of earnings to come out. Lastly in the news, Disney finally doing something I've been telling them to do for years. They're going to do a makeover of Epcot here in Orlando, Florida. Very outdated, needs to be done. Good on them. It's about time. Most magical place in the world. California in the news. Considering an electric car push. You know how? With your taxpayer dollars. $3 billion in rebates would go to buyers of electric cars. They're not rebates. That's taxpayer dollars that the government's going to give you. Remember what socialists do. They use your money. Unless it has to do with their money. Then it's go screw. In the news, in case you don't know, the price of bacon is skyrocketing. U.S. pork belly are in records. You know why? Because bacon's the biggest craze right now. Prices for the part of a hog used to make bacon have risen around 80% this year, while frozen reserves are at six-decade low. Americans bought around 14% more bacon at stores in 2016 than in 2013. The consumer has simply woken up to the joy of having bacon on more and more things. You know, there's bacon and ice cream now. Seriously. Bacon this, bacon that. Don't worry about your arteries constricting. Everything will just be fine. Don't worry about the grease. All good. I'm surprised politicians haven't come out and said, you can't eat bacon. Bacon's bad. I mean, seriously, the worst food you can possibly eat is bacon. You might as well just eat a pound of fat. But don't worry. Bet you the politicians eat it. Big time. Actually, they're full of that fat in their brains. And that's the ever popular over-the-top news of the day. Tomorrow I'm going to get into what Canada just did with their taxpayer dollars. That'll be fun. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. Tomorrow we'll have a lot of earnings reports. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Go make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.